Richard McCoy, Josh Black, Vicky Jones, Kelly Mack, Linda Walsh, Laura Dotson, Peggy Rossmanith, Robbie Hale, Josh Black again, Al Cotero, Lydia Jones, Jane Grossen, Josh Dubb, Justin Wilson, Darius Neustadt, Caitlin Graham, Cherie Whitley, Jennifer Romerschauser, Sarah Coons, Randy Allen, CK Lovelady, William Sterrett, Austin, Walt Austin, James Jones, Garrett Henn. That's Jerry. His name's Garrett, by the way.
Really?
Karen Outlaw, Bandit Darville.
Yeah.
And Ryan Sterrett. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the list of donors to the Iron Man of Golf account. Walt Austin with the highest donation. We thank you. We thank all of you. We could not have had a better time. And what you gave will do so much good in this community in East Alabama. So again, thank you so, so, so much. It means a ton to be able to read so many names. People that we know, and even more crazy, people we've never met before that donated hundreds and hundreds of dollars to do effective ministry in East Alabama. So thanks again so much. Take the theme, Jack.
Run like a wild man.
I watched you struggle and I watched you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
We're going to get Walt on the show?
We have to get Walt on the show. That's true. Walt has to come on the show. So Walt, if you're listening, I'll send a DM on Twitter. We'll figure something out. I'll slide into Walt's TV DMs. The correct Jordan-Hare Stadium time is 8:10 p.m. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, brought to you cordially by Sonic Tools. There you go. And harbored by collegeofmagnolia.com. I'm Son of Crow, at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter. To one side of me, amateur statistician, engineer Ryan Sterrett.
No show notes, Ryan Sterrett.
Whoa!
Off the rails.
And to the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR, it's a guy who has seen all of the Marvel movies now. AU Chief.
Whatever it takes.
Greetings, Orange and Truthers. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA draft, maybe. We're going to talk a little NFL draft. We're going to talk equestrian, gymnasticos. But first, does Ryan have a trivia question?
I told you, there's no show notes tonight.
Oh, man. Chief, do you have an Auburn-related trivia question off the top of your head?
Make a reference from the 90s that I probably won't understand, and we'll call it trivia.
What is the other Spin Doctor song that you have?
I don't know the Spin Doctors.
No. Oh, man.
I mean, I know who they are, but no, I couldn't tell you the name of
them. You don't know a Spin Doctor song?
Two Princes?
Two Princes.
What's the other song?
One Prince?
No.
Fresh Prince?
No. The other song is Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
That's right.
And the other song is, what time is it? 4:30. That's my favorite. Obscure. Quasi-obscure.
Deep cut.
Spin Doctors.
Is there going to be a basketball parody song to that this fall?
Well, I already did one kind of on Twitter because Bruce Pearl said, I'm not a spin doctor, in reference to like making something seem good that wasn't. And someone, one of the beat writers, wrote out of context Bruce Pearl, quote, I'm no spin doctor. And I replied with, little guards, little guards, little guards can't be wrong.
That's good. That was great.
Yeah, thanks, Chief.
That was great.
That was great. Well, guys, equestrian, Auburn Equestrian won its second national championship. I had a cousin there.
Did you?
Where was the national championship?
What'd you say?
Where was the national championship?
Waco, Texas.
Waco, okay.
This is
seems appropriate.
Yeah, hence the fact that I might have family in town. So one of my cousins, her daughter is super into horse riding, and they went down because she's a big Baylor person.
Mm.
And Baylor was in the national championship and hosting the national championship tournament. And then Auburn turned around, won the daggum thing.
Was there a lot of burlap there with Chip and Joey?
Yeah, Haynes? Probably some chiplap all over the walls.
Auburn Equestrian did not lose a single
dude
thing this year.
They wire to wire, as they say. Wire to wire. did not lose a game.
Domination.
Match. Event.
So horse school.
Horse school.
Equine.
Horse.
Equine.
Tony, you.
Right? Equine? Isn't that the horse?
Genuine?
I thought you were doing a horse noise.
No, I'm doing a poor beatbox of Genuine's pony.
Oh.
Ryan, do you weren't alive when that song
I just said Genuine.
I know. Were you alive when that song came out?
What year did it come out?
1998.
Let's see. Yes.
Ryan, let's see.
I think.
I know who Donna Meagle's cousin is.
Donna Meagle.
That's right.
Genuine.
Oh, Ryan. Oh,
trivia question. How do you spell Genuine? The artist, not the word.
G-I-N-U-W-I-N-E.
There it is.
Look at you.
Pony for Ryan.
Genuine was the debut single of America. Pony, the debut single.
I have a feeling they played Pony a lot at Skybar. So.
They played Pony a lot at my junior high and high school.
Because yes.
It came out in 1996.
Oh, man.
They did not play it at my preschool, unfortunately.
It was the producer of Timbaland's breakthrough.
Wow. So. Timbaland. Oh, Ryan and I saw Endgame.
There you go.
It was really awesome when Thor and boom!
Batman dies.
Batman dies. I did see a spoiler on Twitter.
Did you?
I think. Yeah, I think it was. But again, last time the Avengers was out, during the last Avengers, I saw spoilers, kind of. Because I didn't see it for weeks. After it came out. It may have been like not until it was on Netflix that I saw Avengers Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew about the snap. I didn't know about the snap. I knew that half of people died. Okay. I didn't know which half, except for Spider-Man. Because it had become a meme by then.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how.
The dumbest thing about the
Infinity War. I knew it was Thanos. But yeah, but even then, going into it, knowing all that, it was still an amazing film. So I'm excited about
Without any spoilers, Chief, where does it rank in your new rankings?
I haven't.
You haven't gotten that far yet?
I haven't placed it. This
now,
is, do you have a feeling like top five?
Top three? I heard a very interesting point on this. Because it's getting like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it's a little high.
And this one guy, like, I can't remember if he's a cycling writer or a soccer writer. Because it's two guys look a lot alike and have like the same avatar on Twitter. But they're not the same guy. One of them said that, he thinks there's a little bit of Stockholm Syndrome when it comes to Marvel movies at this point with critics. Yeah. Because if it's even a little good...
They have to say it's great.
Because we have spent so much time with these characters.
I actually...
It's like, I don't want to say that I've wasted...
Actually, buy into that.
30 hours.
So when you see one that doesn't score like 95 or above... It's probably not that good. That's the way I feel about it.
I will say, Endgame, to me, if you were just... watching it as a standalone movie, there's no point in that.
Completely lost.
It's more like a 10 season long TV finale. It wraps up any loose ends.
That's right. The only negative review I read of it was some guy saying
they didn't explain all the characters.
They added he didn't know what was going on.
You have to have seen all the movies. Not all of them. There's probably about six I'd say that you really
I haven't
should
seen
see.
Captain Marvel and I haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp. Can I see this movie?
I'd probably see Ant-Man and the Wasp just because, I mean, from the previews, clearly Ant-Man's in it.
Yeah.
You don't really have, as long as you know who Captain Marvel is,
I know about Captain Marvel, yeah.
I mean, that's about it. That's about all you need to know.
Okay. Because Ant-Man and the Wasp's on Netflix, so I might
get that. Yeah, just check that out and then go.
Paul Rudd's a great actor, by the way.
I love Paul Rudd.
He's fun.
Paul Rudd is so good that I almost feel like he's too good in everything he's in, to the point where, like, if he has a bit part in something, he's all I remember about that thing because he's so good at it. Similar, like, when he's on Parks and Rec, he's like incredible.
Yeah, he's great.
Bobby Newport.
In those scenes, that I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that because of Bobby Newport, not because of literally all of the other guys do a great job in those parts of that episode or that season.
Right.
But I remember Bobby Newport.
But yeah, Endgame. I'll say
this way more than the equestrian team that won their second national championship.
Do any of us know anything about equestrian?
Hunt Seat? I know a lot about equestrian. I covered some equestrian matches in college.
I will say that it does not. My top three hasn't moved.
Okay,
which were Guardians, Winter Soldier, Infinity War. So,
is it better than Iron Man 2?
So you liked Infinity War better?
Yeah, I did.
Is it better than Iron Man 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What about when Captain America?
When we get to revisit it with spoilers, I will make a comment. But I'm specifically about a certain movie.
One word or phrase review. Go see it.
Okay. Go see him.
Go see it.
Let me ask this question. Did you know Auburn won a gymnastics national championship? Individual gymnastics national championship.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, right?
But I don't... I read somewhere that was like our first ever individual championship.
I think so, right? I think that's correct, yes.
Way to go.
Auburn is not a... we're a competent gymnastics school, but in the past, we haven't been...
Gymnastics is a tough one because in college... It's kind of one of those things where a couple of teams win it so much.
Right.
That, and because it's completely subjective.
And we're in the same state with the, like, one of the most dominant gymnastics teams.
Which Utah, is, Georgia, Alabama, UCLA. Those four teams have won, like, most of the gymnastics national championships. So they obviously are going to get better scores at this point because it's, again, a completely subjective sport.
Right.
So, like, the judges will put more stock in what a girl does if she already has UCLA on her shirt.
Right.
Because, I don't know.
So is this like the five-star bump for an Alabama recruit?
It's similar, except it actually is real. Yeah.
It's similar, but real. But yeah, that was pretty cool. She's a freshman, too. You know that? That's so, pretty wild.
Congrats.
Yeah, big time congrats.
We're also coming up on the Women's World Cup this summer.
Yeah.
No Auburn players are connected to this at all, but it is hopefully where we want. Probably one day we'll see some Auburn players.
Hey, Bree Foldinho, she's in the system.
Bree Foldinho nominated for Women Athlete of the Year at the AUSPY's. I don't know what do they call it. AUSPY's.
Yeah, AUSPY's.
Those aren't on TV or streaming or anything, but they tweet about them like they're a big deal.
It's basically an athletics banquet.
I know, and. They let people vote, but then the votes don't actually count.
These commercials make drinking Corona look really fun. Like it's the best time in the world. Sorry.
Here's some clear bottled beer that's going to taste really bad if it's been in the sun. And we're drinking it in the sun. Guess what? Yeah. Soft serve ice cream commercial. So we're getting distracted, guys.
Well, soft serve. Who's not distracted by it?
Bryce Brown. Chuma Okeke, Jared Harper.
Oh, yeah, we haven't really talked about this.
Are all four. That's three.
That's three, yeah.
Yeah, are three, all three, hopefully, going to be in NBA Summer League rosters.
Yeah.
Hopefully for them.
No one else declared, correct?
Right, Austin missed the deadline and then declared that he was coming back after the deadline.
Well.
So, but I mean.
Clearly, he was coming.
If you knew that the deadline had come and passed, you knew he was coming back. So it was kind of funny that at the
basketball bank,
he
said,
yeah, I'm coming back.
We won't know until...
You have to, Austin. Or you're trying to transfer. Those are your only two options at that point.
We won't know until, I think it's mid-June, whether or not Jared and Chuma are definitely gone.
Right. Although Chuma's been invited to the combine.
Right. I mean, to
interview, I guess?
Yeah. Okay. Talk to teams. I mean...
Again, if he does my plan... He's going to get in. My plan is, all right, Chuma, if you're listening, bud, get you a wheelchair, motorized one. Put your leg up, rest on your lap, a laptop opened up.
Thought you were going to say roll in like, shave your head, roll in like your Professor X.
No, you roll in on your motorized wheelchair with a laptop in your lap.
Professor Chuma.
And when you get in front of a team, in front of like a group of GMs or whoever you're interviewing with, you just hit that space bar on that computer and it plays. Just the highlights of the first half.
So they can see it?
Yeah. Flip it around. And you're playing just the highlights of the North Carolina game.
I mean,
and then when it's over, you close that laptop, turn around, wheel on out. Because all they need to see is that game. Because he, against three future NBA players, was the best player on the court for 30 minutes. And then he got hurt. But for 32 minutes, he's the best player on the court.
Yeah.
Again, and against a team that has three pros, one of which, Coby White, could be an all-star.
Yeah. Did he declare? He declared, right?
Yeah. He declared when he signed with North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear Chuma has a great chance of being drafted. I mean, just drafted.
Yeah, and I think he's probably mid-second. But again, just like the NFL... it only takes one team
yeah.
to decide, you know what? We can't wait around till our second round pick. We'll take him at the bottom of the first. There really isn't a ton of difference in terms of talent level mm-hmm. in guys who are right. taken at the bottom of the first and the middle of the second. Outside of
top five or
outside
10.
Top 16, when you get out of the lottery, it really is all the same guy.
Yeah.
The main difference in that is money. But for the most part, like guys who get drafted 30th and guys who get drafted 36th have about the same chance of going to the pros.
I mean, what are the odds? Making a team? What are the odds he gets up there to the combine and talks with some teams? They're like, hey, we don't think anybody's going to pick you. We'll pick you up as an undrafted free agent and give you this.
That could happen. It's against the rules.
Oh.
Yeah. But it could happen.
That is insane for something like that to be.
You can't tell a guy, if you go undrafted, we'll offer you.
See, that seems...
Because it's too early to begin negotiating a contract.
Yeah, that's true.
I believe that would be tampering at that point. The NBA has some very funky tampering rules.
Yeah.
Now, if some member of the team...
If LeBron right. were to say that he wanted him on the Lakers...
Right.
Yeah.
Not
LeBron would just be like,
officially
hey.
Tampering.
Yeah.
But he couldn't say that. He couldn't say, I want the Lakers. He would just say, oh man, that Chuma Okeke is really good. And then everybody would know. Because that's right. not against the rules.
What a...
It's a weird league.
Wild.
Especially league. Nowadays. That
I mean, it's not as weird as, you know, having a bunch of players play for no money. And
that's true. And risk severe brain injuries. Speaking of risk and severe brain injuries, the NFL draft was this week.
Oh.
You guys want to talk about the fact that Auburn set a record? What is more important to you? That Auburn set a record for number of players drafted, or that Auburn did not have any players drafted in the first two rounds?
I think that's a little... I think there's a little bit of both. I think the beating of the chest over the most players drafted when most of them were in the last, what, two rounds?
Sure.
Is not exactly... That's a little disingenuous. But it is nice that we've got people drafted.
More than we've ever gotten drafted before.
Right. So...
In the seven round.
Area. Right. Right.
Right.
NFL draft used to be like 15 rounds.
But like, yeah. The thing about what Gus has done is that there's something to be said for producing first round draft picks. Like Saban has done in Alabama. Where they set a record for most first two round picks ever, I believe. There's also something to be said for just having dudes good enough to get in the draft.
Right.
Where if you look at the Chizik teams, like, I don't think, how many guys in the 2010, 2011 teams even got drafted?
There was more star power on those teams, but those were guys that were going to get drafted regardless of where they went to school.
I saw this number pre-Gus, and I think that includes Gus here as coordinator. We have vastly increased our number of people that get drafted.
Since before Gus?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can believe that for sure.
I mean, Tubbs didn't have a lot of dudes, right?
Tubbs didn't.
We had one giant, like, really good class where we had three first-round picks.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
We had that 04.
Four first-round picks because we had Carlos Rogers, Carnell, Ronnie, and Jason all going first.
Four first-round picks on that team.
2005 draft and the 2006 draft even were both pretty heavy with Auburn players in the past.
All but Jason Campbell went to a Pro Bowl off of that.
Did Jason Campbell not go to a Pro Bowl?
I don't think he went to a Pro Bowl. I'll have to look that up, but I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, maybe not.
So, but yeah, like those 04 drafts, the 03 draft, Carlos Stansby.
We had all the receivers go in the year after, right?
Yeah.
The 05 draft.
Who?
They both stuck in the league for
Corey Taylor. But then you look at like Chizik's teams. I mean, that 2010 team did not put a lot of dudes in the league.
You had Cam and Fairley, and then...
That offensive line was so good at Auburn. Did not put a lot of dudes in the league.
Right.
I think Zimba got picked up by the Panthers, but I don't think he stuck around for a while.
And there were a couple of defensive guys that came through Auburn and were either late-round picks or even undrafted free agents and actually did stick around.
Yeah.
Like
Darren Bates has
been
in the league forever.
Isn't
Robinson Therese in the league still?
Is he?
I think as of this past year or two, I don't think so.
And I think, isn't Rudy Ford in the league?
These are Gus guys, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But like Nico Thorpe
was
in the league forever.
Formerly Nico Lipscomb.
Josh Bynes was in the league.
That's right.
Josh Bynes is in the league forever.
Josh Bynes is in the
look
league
at this
forever.
Guy. Knowing about recruiting stuff over here.
That was part of my, when I was working for the sports information department. I know a lot of sports information.
So let me just run through, for those who don't know, the guys that did get drafted this past week. Jamel Dean went a third round, 30th pick to Jamel Dean, or wow, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jarrett Stidham went 431 to the New England Patriots. Darius Slayton went 533 to the New York Giants.
Steal. For a terrible
Deshaun draft. Davis went 637 to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Also a steal.
Chandler Cox went 719 to the Miami Dolphins. Watch out, Josh Rosen.
Chandler Cox could be in the league for a billion years, too.
It's like Jay Pryor.
Could be, or just...
And Dontavius Russell, 721 to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And that they book in Russell.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, so it was a lot of late round
and a bunch picks. Just got picked up already in undrafted free agents.
It's too bad Shenderick's not still with the Jags. He could,
Yeah, and Corey Grant as well.
The Bucs are going to have, could start an all-Auburn defensive backfield.
Hmm. And they have a running back that's an Auburn guy, right? Yeah.
Peyton Barber.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at me.
Oh, look at you. All the names.
I did some research today.
Probably found out I didn't do show notes and thought he had to
listen to himself. Just brushing up on my Auburn knowledge.
Yeah.
Out of all these guys, I think Jarrett Stidham probably is the biggest winner of the group.
Winner, except money-wise, I thought he was going to go third round. I thought he was a third round pick. I really did.
And yeah, I probably thought he was a second day pick. Fourth round.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still... Going to the Patriots.
Big deal.
We all said the whole time he's not ready to start anytime soon, but he has more talent than just about anybody in this draft.
Is he significantly worse? I don't watch a ton of college football besides Auburn. Is Jarrett a lot worse than the Duke quarterback that the Giants picked
no.
in the top number 10 six? Of the draft?
No. That guy's not even the best quarterback in the ACC. So.
Well, the best quarterback in the ACC is freshman.
Not even the second best quarterback in the ACC.
SB Nation ranked him. He was ranked in their top 100 prospects in the NFL draft, but he was number 100.
He is.
And they picked him sixth.
That was a wild pick.
As he's a Cowboys very Manning-esque, as Gettleman liked to put it, just because he was coached by
it. He was white with kind of a dumb face. As a Cowboys fan, thrilled. Just absolutely thrilled about what the Giants have done in this draft. Besides Darius Slayton.
Yeah, Darius Slayton.
Not thrilled with what the Redskins did. They actually put together a pretty decent little draft.
And I'll be worried about the Redskins whenever they actually do something.
We don't have Alex Smith.
There was some thought that the Panthers might take Jarrett Stidham, but they took Will Greer instead.
Which I think is a pretty good pick for them.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I honestly didn't
pay a lot of attention to this draft because most of the time I was spent thinking about Endgame this week.
Right, we were actually...
I saw it a second time. It's better than on second viewing, too. Yeah.
Chief and I were actually in the 7 o'clock
show.
I wasn't even invited to this.
Really?
I don't think so.
We've talked about going.
I need to go to a morning showing, so I need to do.
I'll go with you.
Hey, tomorrow is a $5 Tuesdays.
Well,
I don't know if they're...
Probably a terrible idea. I have it on good authority that they're pretty sure they're going to sell out every
show. Yeah, you might want to go next Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe. Or
maybe Wednesday.
Wednesday. What if you make like Tuesday at
like a matinee showing?
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll put some calls in. There's some people who know.
I'd have to work out childcare, so I don't know.
Yeah. I'll just call them and see. We got Jarrett. And see
well, if I was about to say, Crow got to meet some Auburn celebrities.
I met Bo Jackson on Saturday.
I'm surprised. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story about Bo Jackson. So I pull into the first break station of Bo Bikes Band, which is 15 miles in. I didn't really need a break at that point, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat at every break station just to keep my legs. Because that's the most important thing on these long rides is that you really don't eat enough. And that's what you don't think you need food, but you really cannot eat too much when you're riding a bike this
way. What was this route? What was the...
Oh, yeah. It's a great route. Actually, now that I have it saved on my phone.
You're going to do this every weekend?
I'm going to do it a lot. Maybe not the full 60, but a lot of it.
Yeah.
So we went out like from campus.
Start on campus.
We started at the arena.
Okay.
And we kind of went this back roads way to Notasoga High School. We didn't go down 14.
Okay.
But the first break station was at Notasoga High School.
Wow.
And then you take a little...
So did you go down Glen and... Or
not no, Glen, it's... Matt, we went like... Thatch, we went on behind...
Old Row?
Past the farmhouse. Yeah.
Okay. So you went down Old Row and just went... Way out that way?
Way out that way.
Okay.
We get to the Notasoga High School,
as I say.
And then we hang a left, and just start heading under, we go underneath 85 and then into downtown Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we're out like in the National Forest, I believe,
yeah,
at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
And that's, we hit the second break station.
I bet that was cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. So the second break station was 35 miles in.
Boy, howdy.
And then after this, between the second and third break station, so I, when I looked at the route online, I was like, why is the third break station 51 miles in of a 60 mile ride? Like 9 miles left, they give you a break station. It's because between those two break stations is all basically all the climbing.
Oh man,
on the whole ride.
That
so
was
like,
awful.
It did is, you continue at the end of the ride?
Yeah, you got to go up at some point.
You're going because the first half of the ride trends downhill, and the second half trends uphill. So
that
the was, first break station,
sounds horrible.
I'm stopped and I'm grabbing some trail mix. I go to the bathroom, get some Gatorade. And I look up and Bo Jackson is sitting like inside the passenger area of a car. Like a car is parked and he's gotten in. And just kind of sat in the seat with his bike leaned up against the car. And he's drinking a bottle of water. And I go up. I go, man, nobody's talking to Bo. So I go up and I say, hey, can I get a picture with you? And somebody, and I ask somebody to take a picture with me. And so I, this lady's taking a picture of me. And I ask Bo, hey, Mr. Jackson, did you ever hear the song We've Got? I saw you in Minnesota. And he said, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, did you hear the song We've Got, Jared? And he said, nope. I said, well, see you later. Like, but like, of course Bo Jackson's never heard We've Got Jared.
No.
Like, Bo Jackson is not a normal human being. He doesn't he probably doesn't have like the internet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no.
He's just like out doing super.
It was
things.
Wild. We ran into
so
him.
Bo doesn't know We've Got Jared.
Bo doesn't know.
We ran into him multiple times in Minnesota. And the first time was getting, I was waiting to get off the elevator, and it was a full elevator, people getting off. And, of course, people see Bo Jackson out there, and they're like, oh, my gosh, War Eagle, Bo. I'm the last guy off, and, of course, he's just going, War Eagle, War Eagle, War Eagle, War Eagle, War Eagle, War Eagle. That's what he said. Like, he was literally doing that. War Eagle, War Eagle, War Eagle, War Eagle,
War Eagle, War Eagle.
Yeah. And I didn't realize it was him. Like, I wasn't, I was in the back of the elevator. This guy's saying that. I was like, War Eagle. And then I was like,
oh, it's Bo Jackson.
I was like, oh, it's Bo. And then the next time, when I was getting off the elevator going out of the hotel, and he was coming back in, this is probably 30, 40 minutes later after this, and again, ran into him, not knowing who he was. I was like, oh, War Eagle, Bo. That was it. Poor guy. Cannot move without, especially in a big group of Auburn people, without people.
What I noticed, because I ran into him again on the third break station, what I noticed about Bo Jackson is I feel like at some point, like he's been, Bo Jackson has been Bo Jackson now for a long time.
Right.
And so it has to be wearing on him.
I think
everyone, like everybody wants to come up to him.
He was always kind of a shy, quiet guy, I believe, before.
And if you're shy, he's a super introvert. You can tell he's an introvert as all get out. Plus the stutter thing.
He'd rather be out in the woods hunting boar or something.
You know? And like, you know, it wasn't that he didn't want to talk to people, but it was just kind of like, look, man, I'm also trying to ride this bike.
Yeah,
like,
I'm riding 60 miles here.
I will say that he can flat out fly on a bicycle. So I'm which sure. You don't, like, I did not expect that whatsoever.
Bo Jackson was good at some athletic feat.
Yeah.
Well, who could have thought?
Here's the thing.
How was Brett?
Brett was so fast. Brett Favre, actually, I didn't see him all day.
He looked pretty slim.
Yeah,
in the picture.
I think
ready to quarterback the Redskins. I don't know.
Yeah,
the Giants.
I think Brett has been right because he and the rest of the VIP started before us.
Okay, right, right.
And then they let the first group of regulars out.
Please tell me he was riding in his Wranglers.
No, he had a full Brett Favre cycling jersey on. With the fours all over it.
I was about to say, I wish
it. And he started some like outdoor adventure company called
Of course,
like,
of course
outdoors.
He did. Of course he did.
And it was a Four Outdoors jersey. He had like three other guys with him. They were pacing him. So they take off along with a couple other people I didn't know or recognize or care. And then the rest of us go. And I think Bo pulled up the rear. He left after everybody. I'm not 100% sure what, if he rode the full thing or not. Because I saw him at the first break station. And then I saw him at the third break station.
Okay.
But then I left the third break station with like 9 miles to go. And
like,
I saw
let's
him
get this over with.
Yeah, I saw him getting on his bike. I was okay. I got 9 miles to go. He is riding. I was like, oh, crazy. He is riding this part. So I'm cruising, and actually, like, my fastest 5 mile segment was the 5 miles right after the last break station, because I was ready to get done. And all of a sudden, I hear this, like, of really, really, really nice high-end race bikes make this really cool noise when guys are just trucking. And I could hear that it was a group. And so I pull over a little to the right.
Right.
All of a sudden, Bo Jackson is just out of the saddle and moving up my left at great speed, along with two guys behind him who are in like full like Team Trek uniforms, because Trek was helping put on the event.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they gave him two guys to help like pace him and take turns pulling.
Not bad for a guy that's had a hip replacement.
And not bad for a guy who probably was 250 pounds.
Well,
I'm looking at
him. Have you seen his quads though?
But dudes, if you watch a bike race, you will not see anybody who looks like that.
Right.
Like, so he weighs 100 pounds more than anybody.
You don't see
else
a guy that looks like him doing most of the things he does.
Tell me, were you using the same gloves you played golf in earlier this
week? No, I wore fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves.
Yeah, fingerless gloves. It wasn't cold enough to wear the finger gloves. Full finger, as they call them. No, I here's another weird thing that happened. Half a dozen times on this bike ride, somebody different commented on my bike as if it was like from a museum. Like somebody
like nice bike, old
no,
man.
No, they were like, oh, sweet vintage bike. And like, my bike is an early 2000 model, maybe 99, but between 99 and 2001 model Cannondale that I bought used, but it's got great components and it was a great setup. And I've had it since 2009.
Mm.
But I had no idea that it's like,
man.
Yeah, apparently it's retro. It doesn't have like down tube shifters. It's like got normal shifters. Really nice. It's full Dura-Ace. At the time, it was a really expensive bike. But six different people were like, oh man, cool bike. One lady said I reminded her of the movie Breaking Away, which is one of the two greatest movies ever about bikes. But Breaking Away, and I told her,
What's
the other?
American Flyers with Kevin Costner, which. Oh.
Okay.
Guys, this is some homework for everybody listening to this. If you watch the movie American Flyers and do not say that's just one of the best sports movies you've ever seen, you're crazy.
Well, it's a sports movie with Kevin Costner.
With a mustache.
Oh.
Boom. I didn't even mention the best part. Kevin Costner has this incredible mustache, and he's riding for Team 7-Eleven in a fictional race in Colorado.
Is this like the Gleaning the Cube of bike racing movies?
No, it's terrific.
That's a rollerblading, skateboarding.
American Flyers. And then the movie, Breaking Away, is a movie about it's like rough and tumble Indiana. It's this incredible University of Indiana bike race that's still going on and traditional thing. And these townies win it over some college students.
Oh, nice.
Classic movie. And I think it has somebody, Breaking Away is a coming-of-age drama.
So what
directed by Peter Yates, starring Dennis Quaid.
Oh,
so that's who you wanted to see in that movie. And Daniel Stern is in that movie.
Oh,
from Home Alone.
Look at that. I have a theory on why they treat you like this. Cycling seems like the type of hobby where everybody's into the gear.
Oh, gearhead copy.
So everybody wants to have the best and greatest. So if somebody's riding something that's, a little older, then it's like, whoa, retro.
They acted as if they were on the golf course and I was using wooden woods.
Oh.
Yeah.
The putter you were using was pretty sweet.
The putter I was using on the golf course, it was pretty sweet.
You got a new putter?
I got a new putter. Someone gave me a set of golf clubs.
It was a 10 iron, right?
And they're like old clubs. And it says 10 iron, but it's a putter.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a blade. And it is really rad.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. But my bike is not that old.
It was a step up from his suitcase putter, which broke down into three parts.
Yeah, I have a suitcase putter for my office.
It's pretty nice.
I call it the
exact. So did somebody swoop up and get you a new set of clubs?
Somebody
saw you.
A guy named Rick, who I know is a really nice guy, said, hey, he basically has like collections of old donated golf clubs. Mm-hmm. And he went and put it together himself.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, but your homework, Ryan and Chief, is to watch the movie Breaking Away. Or American Flyers. Your choice. They're probably both of them illegally.
I thought I was supposed to be watching Captain Ron.
Oh, no. We're doing that together.
Okay. Yeah. We're definitely doing
that together. That's another one of our summertime So here's the three things that are going to happen this summer. Number one, I'm going to go on a lot of bike rides, and I'm going to start putting them on Twitter and advertising, like, Ride with Crow or whatever.
Oh, just yeah. There used to be a
people who do that.
A running club somewhat like that.
That sounds fun.
We would start out downtown, run around, run about a 5K, end up back at Coyote's and have a beer.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Second thing's going to happen. Ryan and I talked about it. We're starting a bocce ball weekly. Bocce ball.
Where?
Well, I don't know. We play probably over by.
I've never played bocce ball before.
We can play anywhere there's grass. So we like up this park up here.
Crow's front yard?
Yeah. We play at the house. We can play at Sanford Lawn. We can play anywhere there's grass. This summer, Sanford Lawn might be a pretty good spot.
Okay.
Then the third thing is a Captain Ron watch party.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have to discuss when that's going to be. But that's part of our summer schedule. The Captain Ron watch party. Probably somewhere in July.
Summer is upon us, too.
Students
are going home. Baseball will be over in another month.
Guys, baseball plays the Tide in a couple of days.
The Tide?
Which I think means we should probably go watch them again and record another pod.
Well,
at the Iron Bowl of baseball.
The Diamond. I don't know. I was going to try something there, and it didn't work out.
The Iron Diamond?
Maybe. That sounds like a movie. About
Iron Diamond starring Steven Seagal.
Yes, exactly. Where he goes to Russia and has to steal a diamond.
A man.
Save the world.
Disavowed by the military and the country he served. Makes it right.
You can play a little pickup basketball this summer too, Chris?
Oh, man, absolutely.
I really want to do play some basketball.
Go to Frank Brown?
God awful at pickup basketball.
I gotta go join.
You've seen me play golf. You
will not be the worst person out there.
Oh, I'll be real terrible. I actually played basketball for a lot of my life, and I haven't played in forever. So,
are you better at basketball than I am at hitting golf balls?
No.
Ryan, I am really bad.
Okay, let's put it this way. I'm probably better at basketball than First Hole Crow.
Yeah, First Hole Crow was...
But you improved.
Rusty.
First Hole Crow.
First Hole Crow is my new band
name. Oh, you know what? We skipped right on past basketball recruiting.
Yes. Okay, so I was going to talk about that. Another sports topic.
But how about we talk about Sonic Tools first? They're our new sponsor.
Sonic Tools, the best tools for the job you've got to do.
Summertime, you're going to have plenty of projects. You're going to have to refresh your tool set.
I should probably look up whether they make pneumatic tools while I'm over here making the pneumatic tool sound.
Pneumatic. When you...
I know they have tools for professional jobs.
Tools for cool guys. Yeah. And when you're you know, a guy, and you see a guy working on something in his front yard, of course you're going to walk over there and say, hey, what are you working on? What do you got going on?
Had that happen to me today.
It's going to happen every time you do it, because that's what guys do.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a guy with the Sonic Tool chest,
you know he's serious.
You know he's a serious guy. And you know he supports local businesses.
That's right.
So guys, basketball recruiting. I think Auburn might mess around and sign the number one recruiting class in 2020.
I have it on somewhat good authority that we may very well do that.
If this Greg Brown kid from Austin, Texas signs with Auburn, I'm going to lose my mind.
What's a comp for him? Because I have
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
He's gone for him.
He's not as long and skinny as him, but yeah. He is.
So does that make us the Warriors in this situation? Where we're just
well, we already are the Warriors.
We already are the Warriors.
Okay.
In this situation, Auburn would be signing Isaac Okoro, who I really think legitimately is a Kawhi Leonard comp.
Okay.
And then sign a kid named Greg Brown. The next year.
Yeah, well,
and we're just
as of right now, we're pretty...
That's the thing. Greg Brown's so good that we don't have to talk about Sharif Cooper.
That's
like the number 20 prospect.
Yeah, right. Sharif Cooper will be far and away the best player we've ever signed. Until we sign Greg Brown. Sharif Cooper, everybody seems to think, is definitely coming to Auburn.
Yeah, that's what...
That's pretty much the consensus.
He even said something about like, oh yeah, Jared's leaving, so...
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
We're also looking at this BJ Boston kid.
Great name.
Yeah, who's plays with Sharif Cooper over.
Assuming BJ is Baller. BJ is just Baller Jr., right?
Yeah,
of course. Baller Jr.,
of course.
Boston.
And he's another top 25 guy, I think.
I hope he gets drafted by the Celtics so his jersey says Boston on both sides. Because that'd be rad.
Playing for the name on the Boston. Front and the back.
I think there's a really good chance that Auburn is talent-wise a better basketball team in 2021.
Oh,
2020. Yeah. Fall 2020 than we were last year.
Of course.
And there's a chance for a better basketball team talent-wise this coming fall.
It's possible.
That's how good Isaac Okoro is. Isaac Okoro is really, really good. He already had his jersey retired at his high school. He's still playing for the team.
Well, not anymore.
The season's over, but he's still enrolled in school.
Right.
And they've retired his jersey. Isn't he going to the same high school as those guys?
He goes to the same high school as Sharif Cooper and BJ Boston.
Yeah.
In Stretch.
Stretch, yeah.
We just, what I like about Bruce is he's a very efficient recruiter. He just finds the best high school and just get all those kids.
It's the Atlanta area, I believe, right? It's over in Georgia.
Atlanta is notorious.
And so it's one of the best basketball cities in the country. Exactly. So go find the best team and get all their players.
Atlanta is notoriously a high school basketball town.
It's also a private
school. Also a high school football and high school baseball.
Yeah, but in terms of just like the Falcons, people care about the Falcons and people care about college football in Atlanta. People don't care about college basketball in Atlanta and they don't really care about the Hawks.
No.
But they really care about high school basketball.
They're also a private school, I believe. So these are also the best guys from around town.
Also, the high school might be recruiting.
Right. That's what I was about to say. Why wouldn't you if you're a private school? So, I mean, it makes sense.
Josh Smith went to a private school in Atlanta. Dwight Howard went to private school in Atlanta.
I really think the 20.
I went to public school in Atlanta.
Ryan the 2020 went to public school in Atlanta.
Yeah, the 2020 signing class or 2021 signing class, whatever, however you...
2021 signing class is not going to be as good because...
Okoro will be on campus this year. Yeah. So, the 2020 signing class is the one where we have to capitalize on us making the Final Four this
year.
And
we have to capitalize on the fact that that is the last year in which kids are not eligible to go to the NBA after...
Is that official?
That's official. From what I understand, 2021 will be the first year where kids will go straight to the pros again.
Again, okay.
So, Auburn has to capitalize on the fact that it can get pros to play for them.
Well, I've always thought that kind of stinks now because I've always thought Auburn's path is really two-year guys.
Well, it has to be, but if you can get Greg Brown.
No, but what I'm saying is that's Auburn's path now, but when the one-and-dones are gone, basically. Right.
Then everyone's getting two-year guys.
Well, then the people that are getting one-and-dones now are getting two-year
guys.
Well,
one-and-done will still exist. Guys will still do it.
True.
But...
because there will be guys that need to just develop
like Carmelo. Bodies. Carmelo could have gone pro at high school.
Yeah.
But went to Syracuse for one year. Because I'm not 100% sure why. But
the reason they started that rule is because they had so many dudes that were busts. Like, right. That were just awful.
They started the rule because to protect the owners.
Did basketball not have enough of a minor league system to accommodate?
They didn't have one at all.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
The D-League was very new at that time, and it was not good.
Yeah, it was started... I know it was started after the one and done rule was put into place.
It's guys like Kwame Brown,
the first ever high school player to be number one overall pick.
And soured. I mean, he was not good in college.
But what the NBA does constantly is provide rules to protect owners from being owners.
Well,
like they can't like otherwise there was no
these all guys with these hobbies that have money to burn probably need to be protected from
themselves. Put a move on Jimmy Butler. Yeah, so I really think that this could be the best recruiting class in Auburn basketball history, and then next year might be even better.
Yeah.
Which is freaking wild.
Yeah, yeah. Next year is the year that Auburn can really capitalize on this Final Four run.
Yeah.
Because we already had this year's class locked up and signed.
And this is possibly the best recruiting class we've ever had, right?
Yeah, Oh, it is the best.
This year, and then next year, and then the next year.
Yeah.
Next year will be better. I mean, it's... If we sign Greg Brown, it'll be hard to ever.
If we sign Greg Brown, it'll
be he's the number three player in the or number two player
depending
in the country.
On who you look, it was 3-6 between 3 and 6. He's the top 10 player in the country, and he plays a position that is a premium in Bruce's offense and defense.
Right.
He's a three. He's a really freaking good three.
He's the Chuma replacement.
Yeah. Yeah, if Chuma came in shooting really well.
Yeah, yeah, right.
If
Chuma did come in
natural-born scoring
well.
Machine.
But, yeah.
Isaac Okoro is a good enough defender, too, that I'm really excited to see what Bruce just unleashes on people with him next year.
Yeah, and Cooper, man, is just... He might be better than Jared.
Yeah.
He's just really lightning really quick good. And just... man.
So do we want to do Hammers and Nails of the Week real quick?
Hammers and Nails of the Week.
Because I definitely
brought to you by
hammer.
Sonic Tools. Who's your hammer of the week, Ryan?
Well, as of maybe 2 hours ago, former Auburn baseball player, Detroit Tigers AA pitcher, Casey Mize threw a no-hitter today.
Yeah. And boy, Casey.
Nice.
Yeah, where is he at?
He is at AA. I'm not exactly sure what the Tigers AA affiliate is, but yeah, this was his AA debut. He started the season in high A, in the minors, and just blew away everybody he was pitching against.
Nice.
Just like he was at Auburn. And then went to AA, probably got there earlier this week. Still getting to know all the guys there. They're no hitter. No big deal.
Nice.
Only one walk, 7 strikeouts.
That's amazing.
Got a feeling he'll be in Detroit by the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so for sure.
Probably by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Who's your hammer of the week, Chief?
I tell you, my hammer of the week is... Okay, Jack, beep this out. And then he just did that. So
the Wonder Woman is just all over the place, ruining everything.
Amazing. I can't wait to see that movie that you got spoiled for me. And then my hammer of the week is... My hammer of the week is everybody who donated to Iron Man of Golf. Every single person who did, especially Walt Austin, and all the people who I've never met who did it. Again, the internet is a wonderful and beautiful place if you want it to be. Who's your nail of the week?
Oh, man. I watched too many Braves games this week, and it would be the Braves bullpen.
Oh,
the Braves bullpen.
Multiple games where they had a more than one run lead and just gave it right away.
It was, man, we've got the bats. It's just
another former, it's another hammer of the week, though. Another former Auburn baseball player, Josh Donaldson.
Oh, yeah.
Had Ray a game winning 3-run homer Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Amazing, guys.
Go Braves. Go Braves.
Go Barves at the moment.
My nail of the week is this one guy who. This is funny because it goes back to the guy, people who commented on my bicycle being vintage. There were a couple people that I passed on that bike ride that rode Pinarello Dogmas, which is a bike that costs about $13,000. And if you are riding that bike, you should not be getting passed by me. And if you are being passed
on
by
your old timey bike,
if you are being passed by me on my old timey bike, you need to get rid of your bike and you need to give it to me. Because you're wasting your
time. This is what I was thinking. I think you were probably riding with a lot of people that spent a lot of money on their equipment.
There were some.
This would be like Crow playing with Pro V1s in the Iron Man tournament.
Yes.
I've got a Huffy.
This some of these bikes, man, are actually incredible.
I've got a Murray.
Oh. Go Racers.
Did your bike complain about getting sacked?
No.
Oh, man. No. There's two Murray sports jokes. Wow. Back to back.
My nail of the week is anyone and everyone that watches Game of Thrones and talks about it on the internet, or to me, or anyone.
I'm so sick of that show. I've never watched one episode all the way through.
Don't bother.
I'm so sick of it. Who cares?
It's hipster Chief and Crow over here.
It cannot be that good. Game of
Thrones. Well, it's just read the books if you really want to get to, they're way better.
I'm not into that kind of stuff.
It is what it is.
I'll watch bike racing instead.
I'll say this.
The only guy who does that.
I'll say this. The reason that I don't really like the TV show is, well, the number one reason is the whole spoiler thing for me, because it's far beyond the books now and they're just spoiling away. But the other is that everything I like about the books is not in the show, and it's not the show's fault. You can't really do it on TV or in a movie or any other format other than a book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that... it's not that I blame the show. It's just that it just doesn't have what I like about it in the show.
Yeah.
And I hate that everyone else thinks it's the greatest thing ever and won't shut up talking about it. So.
And they spoil it for you.
Yeah. And I'm out here dodging spoilers like Neo in The Matrix. So that's fun.
My other hammer of the week is Jakob Fuglsang.
That's not a real name.
The Dane who won the Liège-Bastogne-Liège. I think his time was like 4 hours and 5 minutes, which means that he rode 150 miles on a bicycle in about 15 minutes longer than I rode 60 miles on a bicycle. So that's
humping it.
He's moving. He's
did he stop for some brakes like you did?
No. He didn't have rest brakes. No, he's just moving.
Man.
Moving some carbon fiber across Belgium. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's it for our show today, guys. If you have anything that you think we should have done better, tweet at College and Mac on Twitter.
Please don't.
Tweet at James Jones.
Give us more on Twitter.
Oh,
shout out to Lydia.
Yeah, shout out to Lydia.
Champ of the week.
Sure.